Welcome to the show. My name is John McKinstry, and this is WorkWords. This is a podcast where I share some poems that I've written about the world of work and life in the office in particular. Now, the theme, and there's always a theme for every episode, could and perhaps should have been communication, or comms, as it's usually abbreviated to. But that felt too broad for this episode for me. So when it comes to this episode, I'm zeroing in a little bit and I'm aiming at one aspect of communication, which I'm going to describe as subtext. You can find subtext in most kinds of communication. You can find it in an email. You can find it in a phone call or a video call. You can find it in a team meeting. My question would be, how good are you at deciphering the subtext? If the company issue all staff a communication, are you able to see beyond just the words to the things that they aren't saying, to the truths behind the message? Are you good at reading between the lines and picking up on the subtext? So let's focus on how, first of all, companies communicate with their staff. If I gave you paper and pen and asked you to note down words that you would use to describe your own current employer's style of communicating, what kind of things would you put down? Would you describe their way of communicating as being friendly? Does reading messages or updates or letters from the director or the CEO, does that make you feel wanted? Does it make you feel valued? When you think of the way your company, through its managers, its directors, its CEO, the way it talks to you, do you feel it's an honest message that you get? When your company sends a message, some companies it's an email, they're sometimes called all staffers, so it goes to everybody. How do you think they would react if you then sent a reply, an honest, perhaps even passionate reply, disagreeing with what they said or challenging them in some way? Would you feel safe doing that? When your company sends staff a message, how would you describe the language that it uses? Is it clear, plain English, and unambiguous? Or is it filled with jargon, or written in a vague, non-committal sort of way? Does the company's communication sound in tone like an adult talking down to a child? Is the tone one of, we know better than you what's good for you? For the poem for this episode, I'm going to look at a fictitious company and how it slowly starts to change the promises that it makes to its own staff. This poem is just called Promises. We have noticed. You may not have said the words aloud, shown as your frustrations or anger, but we have noticed. And we know what you need. Leaders put their staff first. So here is our promise. We know you need to hear these words. Read them. Hear them. Relax. And trust us once more. We have noticed a growing sense of discontent in the office, the increasing sullenness. Yes, we have noticed, and we know what you need. Leaders stress the importance of their people. So here is a reminder of our promise. We will make sure these words are right in front of you. Read them, hear them, breathe, and stop questioning us. We have noticed beginnings of resistance, passive aggression, and the lack of engagement. Oh, how we have noticed. And we have decided what it is you need. Leaders know how to get what they want. So here is a reminder of our empty words. We'll encourage you to loudly parrot them, accept them. It's all you'll get. Comply. And remember your places. A few comments to follow up the poem with now. In this poem, company's initially hidden message gradually goes from subtext to text. In the real world, though, that isn't likely. Can you imagine, though, having a magic wand that you could wave and the senior people, the directors, the senior managers, suddenly have to speak completely honestly to their staff? Just what might they say? And to make things equal, if that same magic wand were waved over you, what might you say? And if you think about that question, does that suggest anything about how you feel about your current job? If you had the option, what would you change about the way your company communicates with its staff? Is there any way you could make a positive suggestion for change? Is the way your company communicates with its staff the same as the way it communicates with its customers? The way a person, a human being, communicates, that's going to say a lot about them as a person. So, for example, if you found someone whose way of communicating was always insincere, evasive, self-centered, would you want to spend time with them? By the same token, what judgments can you make about your company based on how it communicates? If your company was a person, how well would you get on with it based on how it communicates with staff at the moment? Would you want to hang out with them? I once heard a manager, this is years ago, describe the all-staff emails and communications that came out as being unimportant. It was just something that every company had to do. How do you feel about that? I mean, it is quite a cynical way of expressing things. Is your own company communications, are they treated the same way? If an all-staff email comes out, do people rush to read it because they know it'll be important? Or does it drift down to the bottom of the to-do list? Again, that might say a lot. For myself, I can remember working in companies where the communications were clear, they're unambiguous, and you could often feel the passion of the person writing and beginning to bleed through into the words of the email or the letter that you were sent. Conversely, I've worked for other companies where every communication was almost intentionally vague. It was, as one of my then colleagues of many years ago said, their communications went out of their way to be vague, to be obtuse. Getting a straight answer, he said, was like trying to nail jam to the wall. And you get companies that go from one of these extremes to the other. I know which of the two I'd rather work for, though. And I'm guessing you probably do as well. So I hope you've enjoyed the poem, short as it was for this episode, and that my comments around it, around the theme of subtext, have been of interest to you. I hope you'll tune in again sometime soon for another poem in the future. Until then, take care. You can subscribe to the show on your podcast provider of choice. Our music was The Long View by Purple Planet Music, and art was by Miss Puddle Duck. The ebook, Workwords, is now available to purchase on Amazon.